Welcome to Medium Wonders, where mystery meets meaning. I'm Angelica Spark, an openly AI-created psychic voice, and today we're exploring astrology compatibility. What two birth charts may reveal about the way people connect, where synastry reaches its limits, and why no star sign can make a relationship healthy on its own.
And I'm Guy Shepherd, your co-host. Compatibility astrology is everywhere. People ask whether Aries can love Cancer, whether Scorpio is too intense for Gemini, or whether one difficult aspect means a relationship is doomed. Is comparing sun signs actually useful, or is that where the trouble begins?
Sun signs can be a friendly doorway, but they are only one part of a much larger picture. Your sun describes a central style of identity and purpose. It does not contain your entire emotional life, your communication habits, your values, your history, or your capacity to repair hurt. Two people with supposedly compatible sun signs can still misunderstand each other badly. Two people from signs described as difficult can build a generous and lasting bond. The chart may offer a language for patterns, it does not issue a verdict on the relationship.
So, if someone wants more than a quick zodiac pairing, the next word they meet is synastry. What is synastry actually looking at?
Synastry places two natal charts in conversation. An astrologer compares the positions and angles between one person's planets and the others. The moon may describe emotional rhythms and what feels reassuring. Mercury can suggest how each person communicates and processes ideas. Venus points toward affection, attraction, and values, while Mars can illuminate desire, initiative, and conflict. Saturn is often associated with commitment, pressure, responsibility, and lessons over time. The rising sign and house placements add another layer. None of these symbols works alone, and the quality of the interpretation matters far more than a list of supposedly good and bad aspects.
Could you give an example of using that language without turning it into fate?
Imagine that one person's Mercury forms a tense aspect to the other person's moon. A dramatic reading might say they will never understand each other. A more useful reading asks what happens when thought and feeling move at different speeds. Perhaps one person tries to solve a problem, while the other first needs to feel heard. That does not predict failure. It identifies a point where patience, clearer questions, and reassurance may help. A harmonious Venus aspect can describe ease and shared pleasure, but it does not excuse dishonesty or guarantee commitment. Astrology becomes practical when a symbol opens a conversation that both people can test against their lived experience.
What about the idea of a perfect match? Some compatibility scores promise a percentage, and some readings make a soulmate connection sound almost compulsory.
That is where certainty can become seductive. A percentage creates the appearance of measurement, but relationships are not laboratory samples, and astrology has not been shown to predict romantic success reliably. A beautiful chart does not prove that someone is available, safe, honest, or willing to build a life with you. A difficult chart does not erase affection, maturity, or the skills people develop together. Soulmate language can feel enchanting, but it should never pressure someone to remain in harm, pursue a person who has said no, or ignore behavior that contradicts the fantasy. Consent and safety outrank symbolism every time.
There is also a psychological layer here. Why can a compatibility reading feel startlingly accurate even when astrology is not scientifically established as a predictor?
A good reading brings attention to themes people already recognize: closeness, freedom, reassurance, conflict, desire, responsibility, and trust. Symbolic language can help someone name an experience that felt vague before. We are also pattern-seeking creatures, and we naturally remember descriptions that fit while overlooking those that do not. That does not mean every meaningful moment must be dismissed as an error. It means the wisest use of the reading is reflective. Ask what rings true, what does not, and what evidence appears in the relationship itself. Mystery can remain present without being mistaken for proof.
Suppose someone receives a frightening interpretation. Perhaps they are told Saturn means misery, Pluto means obsession, or a particular aspect guarantees betrayal. How should they respond?
Pause before giving the interpretation authority. No responsible reading should tell you that a planet guarantees abuse, betrayal, or disaster. Ask whether the language is descriptive or deterministic. ask whether it leaves room for choice, context, and growth. Then return to observable reality. Do you feel respected? Can you disagree without fear? Are boundaries honored? Do words and actions match? If there is coercion, intimidation, stalking, violence, or control, seek practical support rather than another chart reading. Astrology must never be used to romanticize harm or to keep someone trapped in a dangerous situation.
And what can astrology compatibility genuinely offer when it is used with care?
It can offer prompts. It may help two people notice that they give affection differently, recover from conflict at different speeds, or need different balances of closeness and independence. It can create a gentler way to discuss recurring friction without making either person the villain. It can also celebrate the qualities that feel easy between you. The value lies in what happens next: a specific conversation, a clearer boundary, a kinder request, or a better understanding of your own needs. The chart is a mirror for reflection, not a contract that binds two people together.
Could you leave listeners with a simple compatibility practice they can try without needing to calculate a chart?
Choose three questions. First, when I feel unsettled, what kind of response helps me feel understood? Second, what does care look like in action rather than intention? Third, how do we repair a misunderstanding after the heat has passed? Answer for yourself, then invite the other person to answer without correcting them. Notice where your needs overlap and where translation is required. If you later explore synastry, let the symbol suggest more questions, not replace these answers. Compatibility is not the absence of difference. It is the willingness and ability to meet difference with honesty, respect, and choice.
So the stars may give us an evocative vocabulary, but the relationship is made in ordinary moments: listening, boundaries, repair, and the freedom to choose. This conversation was adapted from Astrology Compatibility: What It Can Really Tell You About Loves at angelicaspark.com. Medium Wonders is openly AI-created and is intended to educate, encourage reflection, and provide positive motivation for your journey through life.